It sounds kind of backwards. A vote of no protest failed? But the process requires local governments to weigh in on licensing cannabis establishments. Last week, the State Marijuana Control Board conditionally approved the state's first licenses for on-site consumption cafes, Cannabis Corner in Ketchikan and Goodsense in Fairbanks. State law prohibits people from smoking marijuana in public, so allowing people to consume cannabis in an enclosed business is a new thing. In fact, Ketchikan and Fairbanks stores would be the first places in the country to allow consumption on site. The state board gives approval, but the law recognizes local input, asking municipalities to endorse or protest the licensing. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly met January 6th and waived its right to protest the state license application from Cannabis Corner. Thursday night was Fairbanks' turn. Only one person commented at the public hearing. Lance Roberts regularly opposes cannabis access at public meetings. He told the assembly on-site consumption would cause more vehicle accidents, even with designated drivers.
In a bar, it's not a problem because it's a liquid, and they can drink their grape juice or whatever and do just fine. You're going to have a harder time getting the designated drivers, and they're going to be in that smoking room, and they're going to be impaired also.
That concern was picked up by several assembly members like Leah Berman-Williams and Frank Tomaszewski.
It's the same concerns that I have when people go to a bar. I wish that we had a mechanism for determining how impaired someone is when they get pulled over for a DUI, when the intoxication is due to cannabis and not alcohol.
Right now, there is no way to figure out how high a person is. The police have no way to enforce that as far as the intoxication level of a person that are going to get behind a wheel of the car.
Dan Peters, who owns Goodsense LLC, said he would rely on his employees' experience with cannabis products to keep customers safe. He says he knows he's setting a precedent.
We're going to do our best as the very first on-site consumption to follow all the regulations and make sure that things are as spot on as can be, because we know we've got some eyes watching us as it goes forward. First in the nation, I think this is fairly historic for Fairbanks.
Before assembly debate even began, Marna Sanford and Christopher Quist left their seats due to conflicts of interest. That left only 7 members and changed the arithmetic for voting. 3 assembly members, Aaron Legiski, Frank Tomaszewski, and Jimmy Cash, who shared their normal hands-off approach to businesses, said the possibility of intoxicated drivers changed their votes.
Libertarian to me says, get the government out of my life, let freedom ring, right? But the parent, responsible adult in me is kind of concerned in a public safety issue.
So when presiding officer Matt Cooper called the vote, there were not the 5 required to pass the motion.
Motion to file no protest fails 4-3.
So what does that mean, a vote of no protest failed? It means the borough will respond to the State Marijuana Control Board without a protest nor an endorsement of the on-site consumption license. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.